This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
So we've heard a lot about absentee and mail-in ballots, and the president has said that mail-in ballots are, in fact, ripe for corruption. He's right, they are. But could there be another effect of this? Could it hurt the campaign? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. 855-839-1210 is our number. 855-839-1210. Glad you're here. We all want an honest and fair election, no doubt about it. Emily Larson is a political reporter with the Washington Examiner, and she joins me this morning. Her piece, Republican Nightmare, Trump Vote by Mail Demonizing driving Down GOP Participation. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we've heard a lot about the idea that mail-in ballots can be corrupt. And for me, being a Jersey guy who's dealt in politics in New Jersey for a long time, I've seen it myself. But you point out something very interesting, which is that the extreme opposition to mail-in ballots is more likely to hurt the president's reelection and down ballot Republicans than it is to help him. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so because there's mounting evidence that because the president is so against mail-in ballots for the reasons that you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of issues with processing these ballots. There have already been a lot of ballots that have been thrown out or not counted in other states. But there is the issue that because the president has such a strong opposition to this, a lot of Republican voters are against using the method at all. So the most recent piece of evidence about that was actually a CBS poll, battleground tracker poll the other day, that found that in Florida, 59% of Biden voters said they would prefer to vote by mail compared to 25% of Trump voters. In Texas, that's 45% of Biden voters compared to 9% of Trump voters. And that matters because while Republicans hope to vote in person the day of or vote in person early, with the way that the coronavirus restrictions are going, there could be some issues where they're not able to vote as easily. Whenever you have one voting method that's dominated by one party over the other, that party is going to try and mobilize that and use that to their advantage. And the Trump campaign has been actually, despite the president's opposition to it, has been trying to get everybody who might be at risk of contracting coronavirus to vote by mail or absentee. So this is a worrying sign for them going into the November election.
Do you think that people just won't vote then if they can't go to an actual polling place, that they'll just believe the process is corrupt?
It's not that they think that the process is corrupt as a whole. The risk here is really that you'll have a situation like you've seen in some primary elections, like in Wisconsin or in Georgia, where there are so few available polling places available on the day of the election because of either a lack of qualified poll workers, who are usually in the most at-risk age group for coronavirus, or that the process takes so long that it is lengthy, takes a really long time to vote, and there could be some people who decide to walk out. There could, I fully expect that a lot of really dedicated people who really want to vote for Trump would deal with those issues, but there's a risk that a lot of the people on the margin or swing voters would decide to just walk away from the polls, and that's the risk that Republicans are running.
I know you talked to a number of people for your story, Emily Larson, and you talked about the fact that Democrats are flouting the mail-in balloting, and more Democrats than Republicans are looking to do that in November. The attitude of Republican voters, you said 42% of Republicans said they would be likely to vote by mail, but 38% of Republicans said they would be very unlikely to vote with a mail-in ballot compared to 14% of Democrats. So of those Republicans who feel that way, is there a sense that if the president got behind mail-in ballots and said, look, we got to do it, it's the way it's going to be in your state, just do it, embrace it, that would help him in those particular states?
Yeah, there is that sense. But I will say that the data for those numbers you cited, that sample size is pretty small. This is before this CBS poll came out, and that was just in one county, Harris County in Texas. And the professor I talked to who conducted that poll from Rice University said that when they were conducting it, and that was in March through April, that after the president came out strongly against mail-in ballots, that they saw a very noticeable drop of about 4 or 5 points among Republicans for their preference for voting by mail. So it does seem like his attitude has a very strong effect on whether people would decide to use that voting method or not.
I guess on the one hand, the president's thinking, I don't want to see mail-in ballots this November become the thing because they could be used for corruption, and I want people to vote in person. So I don't want to, if I start encouraging mail-in ballots, then that's what's probably likely going to happen. So I got to kind of fight that for the time being. I guess there's probably enough time right now where he could employ that strategy. And then ultimately it's up to the states, not him, how the elections are run. So if the states do the mail-in balloting, and then at that point in the fall, when the decisions are made, he could then shift and say, you got to do the mail-in balloting. I need you to do it. It's just the way it is. They've decided on this. There is time for him to accomplish, I think, both message points. On the one hand, to try to prevent it from happening, and then if it does happen, to tell his supporters, go out and embrace it. And then I think if he says that, based on what you write in here, you know, their likelihood to follow what he asked them to do, they'll probably do it.
Sure. And it's important to keep in mind that this is a big legal battle for the Republican Party. There are a lot of issues with mail-in ballots and no-excuse absentee ballots. There are a couple different names for this. And as states try to increase this, they're really likely to run into a lot of logistical and legal problems as they try and increase this year. But the important thing to keep in mind is that the most important swing states this year, which are Florida, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, those states already have no excuse absentee voting. So voting by mail is going to happen there no matter whether the president comes out against it or not. And for those states, while they're trying to stop expansion of the practice in other states, for those states, it's already there. That happened before coronavirus, and they're going to have to figure out how to organize around it.
And make sure that the process is honest and fair, no doubt. There'll be a lot of lawyers involved, Emily. That's the thing, a lot of lawyers.
Yes, we actually might not even see full results on election night, depending on how close it is with all these mail-in ballots.
Yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt. Emily Larson, politics reporter at DC Examiner on Twitter, at Emily E. Larson. Thanks so much for joining me in Philadelphia today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.